We are joined in the media center here at the Strip at Las Vegas Motor Speedway following the Dodge Nationals presented by Pennzoil by our pro stock winner, Erica Enders, who became the 150th win for a female driver in the NHRA. That is NHRA history. Also taking a 92-point lead in the championship and your second win of the season. Erica, walk us through your race day.
Man, race day was fun. Race day was really challenging. My guys just keep on giving me a really good race car. We weren't the fastest one on the property today, but we certainly were able to get it done. So struggled a little bit mentally. My dad, my sister, and of course my guys stood behind me and pulled me through, and just a whole lot of positive vibes and prayers going up to the good Lord. So
was your dad giving you the hug just now?
No, that was not my dad. He's not here. I wish he was, but he's not. He was watching on NHRA.tv. But anyway, for Milling Performance and Gallagher and Transportation Impact, Mark Stockseth, all of the people that make it possible for us, each one of those partners is here on property. So it was super exciting to share the winner's circle with them. We parked Jeg's car next to mine as well for an all-elite final because we're elite for a reason, and we like to show that. So it's been a great day, Joe. I love the Strip at Las Vegas Motor Speedway. It's been really good to me, and I hope it keeps on coming.
Another stat, 200th win for Camaro.
Oh, wow. Man, we're all about milestones today. I forgot about the 150th until Amanda gave us the trophy down there, and that's pretty exciting because I think we were like 97, 98, 99, 101, 102. So we barely missed the 100th when Courtney got it, and you know, we were able to get the 150th, and I was able to share it with Brittany Force in the winner's circle. So just really proud to be a part of the group of such strong, smart, talented females out here, and we're showing them how it's done today anyway.
Tough matchups throughout the day. You know, just kind of break it down in terms of staying mentally sharp and prepared, knowing that the championship is on the line, and watching some of your close competition fall early in the rounds and then able to capitalize, getting max points against your teammate Jeg, who is also in the championship hunt.
I'll tell you what, the highest of highs and the lowest of lows in the most nerve-wracking circumstances I've ever been in my life. I don't know if I want to throw up or jump up and down. So it was definitely taxing this morning. Jason and Matt Hartford were out first, and they're 2 and 4 behind me in points. Matt right on our heels at 28 coming into this race day. So, you know, that was a crucial round, watching that and watching Matt go out. He has elite power, so we're rooting for him, obviously, but we really want to win the championship as well. I had to face off Steve Graham first round. You know, tough competitor. He was 22 on the tree and made a really respectable run. So we were glad to get by that one. And then I had my teammate Alex Laughlin in the second round, and he was super stoked to have treed me. And I think he's just doing an excellent job. He's really coming around in that car, and I look forward to next season for him. In the semifinals, I forgot who I had. Oh, Bo. Dang, Bo. He's fast, man, and he's probably he's just one of the best racers out here. He's a sportsman racer to the heart. I love Randy Lynn, and it's just a lot of fun to race him. He definitely brings out the best in us, and we do the same for him. So that was probably the biggest round of the day until the final round, where I had to take on my teammate, Jeg Coughlin, who is a legend for a reason, winner in all sorts of classes in the sport, and in my opinion, the best driver I've ever seen. So I'm humbled to be his teammate and lucky to drive alongside of him. But for an all-elite final, we were able to put the icing on the cake with the Milling Performance card, driving it to the winner's circle.
Let's open it up to questions from members of the media for our Pro Stock winner, Erica Enders. Name and affiliation. Who's first?
I'm here. Tom Zaleski, Iron County Today. Erica, we've documented your history a gazillion times. We've seen you in the bad times. We've seen you in the good times. You've won one out of every 6 races a woman has won in this place. Is there any perspective in your head right now about that achievement?
I'm excited to have been able to win today. It was huge for us, and we knew coming in here, you know, I wanted to gather up all of the bonus points that we possibly could. Unfortunately, we had some things go wrong, and car shut off second run of qualifying, third run we were first out, so that's a little detrimental to our health and pro stock. So just kind of behind the eight ball a little bit coming into race day with our car and with me as a driver, but we were able to rise to the occasion and again to be a part of the female group out here. Just a stellar bunch of women, man, and it's an honor.
Girl power all day today, huh?
Girl power.
You're kind of downplaying how well you did today. You were consistent 6.62, 6.63. Nobody was doing better than that, and you were consistent all day, and you knocked one guy off after the other. So are you being too hard on yourself?
I don't think so. I mean, I'm my worst critic every single time. But we know exactly what we're capable of, and I don't think we illustrated it as well as we might have liked, but either way, it got the job done, and we're proud of that. So we go up there every single run and give it everything that we got. And my crew chiefs were, you know, telling me that today as well, because I was being a little just kind of second-guessing myself with my clutch linkage setup today, and they were like, hey, man, we're going after it. You got to go after it too. So we flirt with thousandths of a second up there, and you live and die by it. So my guys do the best that they can. I do the best that I can, and it turned out great today.
2 weeks until Pomona, though, you have a 3-round lead. How do you avoid complacency?
I don't think complacency is a word in our vocabulary. We work hard, and we're going to go out to Pomona to win the race. We're not going to visit. We're not going to just put 30 points or 60 points up on the board because it's 30 points around out there. You know, anything can happen. I've been part of that when anything can happen. You know, winner take all in Pomona 2014 against Jason Lyne. So just when it's your day, it's your day. When it's your year, it's your year. And this certainly has been a challenging year for our entire team. But in the countdown, having our ducks in a row, you know, being able to win St. Louis and then coming to my favorite track on the planet here in Las Vegas and getting it done here, you know, it's not a big enough cushion for me. It would be a big enough cushion if we were hoisting the championship trophy rolling in.
You're in a decent enough comfort zone, though, as you head to Pomona, you think?
I'm happy with where we're at, but we're going to dig deep and try harder. I mean, we'll go back to the shop and go through everything and, you know, head out west to Pomona. I'm excited about the opportunity. Pomona's got a lot of history. My first junior dragster from 1992 is out there in the museum, so always go pay her a visit. And, you know, just excited to go out there. I'm going to do our best to stick it in the winner's circle, and I know my guys will too.
Beginning of the season, it looked like it was going to be another Bow runaway.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems like your team has pretty much peaked when it's supposed to. And how do you count that out? You know, how did this all happen? Is it momentum?
Yeah, I mean, momentum is huge in this sport. You know that.
Yeah.
And, you know, at the beginning of the year, we had some pretty deep valleys, and we had to claw our way out of them. And that's what's so cool about working with the best guys in the business, in my opinion. I think they're amazing, and Richard Freeman's put us all in a place where we can do the best that we can and have the best equipment, so we're really thankful for that. But you know, just peaking at the right time is crucial, you know that. And these final six races, it really jumbles up everything that happened, you know, prior to the countdown. So you know, the good Lord has a plan. I'm happy to be part of it at the moment, but I'm just putting all my faith in him. We'll go out and do our best, execute the best we can, and the chips will fall like they may.
Couple of quick questions in that. Brittany Force was just up here in the media center, and she told us that she and Courtney would put on Right on Track and watch the Disney movie of your life to get excited and motivated for to go race Super Comp, and that she considered it a great honor to win with you and the 151st and 150th win for women in the NHRA. You guys shared a moment together on the ride back to the winner's circle. Just she, with a great victory over Steve Torrance, put herself right into the championship conversation, really making a statement. Just talk a little bit about that relationship and the moment you guys shared down there.
And again, happy to be a part of this strong group of women. I mean, it's pretty rare to find females that get along, that root for each other, that want what's best for each other. And, you know, I'm happy to say that I feel the same way about Brittany. She's a very talented driver. I was her biggest fan when she won her world championship, and I wouldn't be, you know, more proud to share the stage after Pomona with her if we can all get it done. But she's awesome. Her entire family is. Ashley, you know, I looked up to her as well, and Courtney, you know, part of the 100th win with her, and to share it with Brittany today is it means a lot to me. We shared a pretty special win in Epping 2017 after, you know, a pretty long drought with me not winning in 16 when we switched to the Mopar. So that was an awesome win to share with her, and you know, we've talked ever since. So she's an extremely talented girl, and again, proud to win with her.
And finally, we've had an incredible race weekend here. Records and fun and everything. The Halloween weekend race in Las Vegas. They say imitation is the greatest form of flattery. And the Tucker team took it upon themselves to be you for Halloween and represented the whole elite team. They wrapped their car. They dressed like you guys. Obviously, it was fun, lighthearted. Here you are holding the trophy at the end. Just what did you think of that whole experience?
That was actually a pretty big surprise for me. I think a couple of my guys and my sister knew what was going on, but man, that car looked awesome. I double took it a couple of times in the staging lane for my own. So, but the Tucker family, they're a lot of fun, man. We've raced together before with him with Elite Motorsports Power, and just really good people from across the pond. So it was flattering for sure, and most importantly, it was hysterical to see Janine imitate Richard and Rob Tucker imitate Pops. So it was. And the girl over there imitating my sister. That
the
was
jumping.
The big Texas chain, you know, ghetto fabulous over there with the jumping bean. But if I could bottle up her energy, I would and sell it and take it for myself. But it was really a neat deal. Halloween's always fun. Randy Linship heads that process up, and my sister nailed it this year with the Mario Kart, and our guys looked absolutely ridiculous. I had a couple crew chiefs that didn't want to participate, and I threatened to shut the car off if they didn't. So they said, "You wouldn't do that." I said, "I don't know. Are you willing to risk it? Willing to risk it?" And so they all wore their costumes, and we had a good time. But that's part of what makes this race special.
On to Pomona. Erica, congratulations.
Thanks, Joe.